Good morning, Chris.
What did you find in your renovations?
Well, much to our surprise, when we were pulling some sheeting off while we were renovating a garage, we found some original oil paintings.
Now, I wonder if you can describe the style of these paintings for us.
Well, the style is oil on hardboard. And in some cases, it was done with a knife, and in some cases, it was done with a brush. And it's Western paintings. And what makes the story interesting is the house that we live in was built by a Western artist, since deceased. His name's Jack Lee McLean. And we didn't realize at first that they were even signed. We were just looking at them, and then a fellow I was working with, Rob Young, he noticed that they were signed, and I was trying to read it myself, and I thought it said Monroe or something like that, and he said, oh, no, it says McLean. And I went, holy, because in front of it, it said Jack Lee McLean.
Now, Jack Lee McLean is a fairly well-known Western artist. You knew that he owned the property. Tell us a little bit about who he was.
As much as I know is, as you said, he's a Western painter and lived pretty much all over in many parts of Canada. I don't know a whole lot about that, but I do know he lived in British Columbia for a while, and he lived here for about a dozen years. He painted all over BC, painted up in the Risky Creek area and on the Douglas Lake Ranch, and for the most part, Western landscape, but also individuals and horses and dogs.
And I understand that you were familiar with him, and you had some of his artwork hanging in your house, didn't you?
Absolutely familiar with the artwork. We're the owners of several prints, and I always hoped that we'd be lucky enough one day to be able to find, or if we found it, afford an oil painting, because I like his style a lot.
And now how many original oils do you have now?
We now have 9.
Wow. What do you know about the paintings that you've found? I mean, are these studies? Are they? Why were they behind the wall?
Well, that is the mystery. We tossed it back and forth, Rob and I. And we came to only 2 possibilities. One is it was the handiest material around when another owner of the property was converting this carport into a garage. Or the other more intriguing possibility would be that it was designed as a time capsule. We just happened to be lucky enough to decide that we wanted to renovate this part of the house.
Now, you've owned this property for quite some time, is that right?
20 years, nearly.
And how did you finally decide to do this renovation?
Well, ironically, I had called my friend Rob because the plan was to renovate our bathroom in time to surprise my parents who were coming out to visit this week. And we decided that maybe if something went wrong and something was back-ordered or whatever, we'd end up with a house full of people and no bathroom. So he says, well, what else do you got? I said, well, we've been talking about renovating the garage, which I've been using for a music studio for all these years. And he said, well, why don't we do that? So the very next day we began to do it, and that's when we discovered these paintings.
What are your plans for these 9 paintings?
Well, I guess the thing that people always wonder is, and what people have asked me that I showed them to, is what do you think they're worth? So I guess I would like to find out what they are worth. I've looked in some auction sites, and there are some similar paintings to these that have prices listed. And on the back of several of them, it had suggested prices for him trying to sell them wherever he was trying to sell them. So I guess that's my plan, is to see if they're worth anything. I'd certainly plan on keeping one or some of them. But we just were so surprised and gracious that these things have just been handed to us that we really haven't got too mercenary about it.
Tim, thanks very much for telling us the story.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks a lot for sharing the interest.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.